Last 10.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Sprint. Sprint, sprint, sprint. Sprint, sprint, sprint. Sprint your booty.
Sprint your booty off. Sprint your booty off. It can't tag along. So it doesn't end up
Five
on
left.
Your booty. You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch. Hey guys, thanks for listening today. If you haven't already checked us out on iTunes, please head over there and give us a review and also rate the podcast. Every review and rating really does help us, and we appreciate it. Also, if you haven't, share this with a friend, because sharing is caring. This is going to be kind of a Shannon-hosted podcast, because I'm putting Nick to work. I am lounging in a recliner right now, and we're going to do the much-loved, and I think this is the second annual, right?
Second annual.
Second annual Girl Scout Cookie Challenge. Mm-hmm. So break down the concept for folks, if you would.
All right. So last year we did this. Basically, I wanted to determine how long it would take to burn off a specific number of calories associated with Girl Scout cookies. So
because they're so good and they're everywhere right now.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. So we've got some Girl Scout cookies that we're going to use right now. And these ones they're like the peanut butter, tagalongs kind of one.
Yeah.
Very similar. And, there are 80 calories each.
Yes.
So I'm going to eat three, then, which is 240 calories. And I'm going to jump on our, Peloton cycle and I'm going to see how long it'll take to burn that 240 calories off.
And I'm going to be your running commentator throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, so I'm going to be on the other side. You probably hear me yell out and stuff like that. But I'm going to be on the bike mostly. But right now, I'm going to eat the delicious cookies.
Now, we will be completely transparent. These are actually not the exact tagalong cookies.
Mm-hmm.
These are the knockoffs that you can get at the grocery store. They're called fudge-covered peanut butter-filled cookies. So,
yeah.
I mean, they're almost identical, though. And once Nick gets on the bike, I'll kind of break down some of the nutrition of them.
Or lack of
nutrition. So, he's, like, now housing his third cookie, if you're curious. How are they tasting?
Awesome. Yeah, the knockoffs are just as good as the real thing.
Girl Scout cookies.
Well, I mean, they're essentially, I'm sure they just copied the Girl Scout cookie recipe. Mm. We were dragging our feet a little bit that we didn't get there early. Yeah.
They're usually set up like pretty early in the morning to capitalize on the peak traffic. Yeah.
All right.
Do you need some water? Are you okay?
Nope.
You work that
it's
off?
It's all part of it. All right. So 240 calories down.
So
he's got my heart rate monitor on.
Yeah, he's got his heart rate monitor on. He's got a very bright orange shirt on. It's a fashion commentator. It's very on trend right now. And he's getting on the bike. Now, we actually had like a bit of a debate on what he was going to do to burn these off. I suggested he mix it up and do different exercises. But I think he realized that was going to take a lot longer. So he's doing the Peloton bike now.
Mm-hmm.
And we've actually done an episode of a show we'll link to in the show notes where we talk about kind of what the exercises are, the top exercises for high burning calories. And spinning was one of the top.
Mm-hmm.
So what ride are you doing?
I'm going to do Big Sur.
Big Sur. Nice. Yeah. Little coastal highway action.
Mm-hmm. So then what I'm planning on doing is to do 30-second intervals, 30 sprints, 30 out of the saddle or up standing up essentially on the pedals, and then a 30-second recovery. And then just going to go that sequence till burn off 240 calories.
Oh, man.
All right. Starting the timer now. Or start my heart rate monitor now. Okay, got it on the calorie count. Zero. Alright, got zero. Playing the scenic ride. Turn it down. Make sure the volume's gonna be there. Good. Oh, good. It does have a... It has... Where's the timer? Oh, there's the timer. Good.
All right. He's on. He's off. Spring. I see his legs moving really fast. So while he's on the bike, I'm going to break down a little bit what's in this cookie. And what the heck, as I'm sitting in my lounge chair commenting, I'll also read some of the nutrition and eat a cookie myself.
You got it easy this episode.
I know. I feel like I got the better end of this deal for sure. Granted, I already burned my calories off this morning. I've been on my feet all day, but all right. It's actually really good. It tastes very similar to a Tagalong.
I know, of course.
I mean, the first ingredient in here is sugar. Not like corn syrup or whatever. It's just flat out sugar. And then peanut butter, which does have corn syrup in it. So it's like, add some sugar to your peanut butter and then throw it in with some sugar. And then we've got enriched flour. Few things I can't really pronounce, some riboflavin, some vegetable oil, including palm kernel and palm oils, great. Cocoa, processed of course, invert sugar, which is, I have no idea what invert sugar is. Is it like inside out sugar? Soy lectin, baking soda, salt, and then some preservatives and artificial flavors just to round out the boot. That's nice.
Mm. It's all part of a nutritious meal.
Yeah, so the serving size for this particular one is 2 cookies. And supposedly there's 9 servings in a bag. I wonder how many people, and if you want to be honest, like totally be honest, because tell us, have you ever sat down and just polished off a bag of Girl Scout, or a box, I guess a box, of Girl Scout cookies? I definitely have. Have you? Like way back in the day?
Oh,
like,
yeah, probably.
When I was younger, I'm pretty sure like I'd raid the pantry and be like, oh my gosh, Girl Scout cookies, and just eat them all.
Not Girl Scout cookies, like Oreos, like a whole row of Oreos, easily.
Yeah.
When so, I used to eat that stuff.
So I know Nick already talked about the calories. It was 80 calories per cookie, and half of that is calories from fat. There's, in one cookie, there's 4.5 grams of total fat, 2 grams of saturated fat. So, you know, these are definitely not nutritional foods we're talking about here. 5 grams of sugar, and it looks about 8.5 grams of carbs. But, miracle of miracle, because of the peanut butter, there's actually 1 gram of protein in these as well. Uh-huh. Yep. Makes me feel better about myself. Should have another. Get 2 grams of protein.
Yeah, I had a whopping 3.
Yep. So that means it's fueling your workout over there.
Yeah. I recommend anybody do it this way. You know?
Inhale a bunch of cookies and then jump on to a bike.
Yeah. It's not the most advisable workout routine.
Are they sitting in your stomach like a brick right now?
No, I mean, like you said, they're pretty light and they're small, so. Didn't really, I don't think it was that bad. Oh man, this is, I thought this was going to go faster. It is not. Maybe I need to get my heart rate up a little.
Yeah. More. Maybe we should have started with a warm-up. His legs are moving really fast.
Yeah, it looks like 120 cadence, so.
It looks like he's doing a lot. So maybe just to kind of distract him a little bit, also keep things moving along, we can kind of break down some of the normal features we talk about on the show. So we usually highlight kind of what we've been doing as far as our exercise. As we have previously mentioned, I started doing the yoga teacher training, and I had my fun-filled weekend, immersion weekend, recently, my second one. And so I have done a pretty fair bit of yoga in the last week, but,
I also have to say, other than that, I've been kind of slacking off. I've had a little bit of a cold, which you can probably hear, so if you hear a little throat cough, little throat clear, then that's what that is. He's really dying over there, by the way.
I'm not dying. It's not going as quickly as I thought.
So I was a slacker this past week, besides the yoga that I did. So you did actually pretty good, though.
Yeah. Working at Tampa Strength, I got to do my own workouts and train people too.
And you went jogging or running with a client this week on Bayshore early in the morning.
Yeah. Pre-dawn.
Pre-dawn.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. We talked about it last week. It's a great place.
Got to do jiu-jitsu this week.
Oh yeah, you got to go and get beat up.
Yep. Got to let people choke me. That was good.
Nice, nice choke out. Start your day.
Some weird sexual thing. Just kidding.
Awful.
Just kidding. God, I don't want
PG-13.
That to get back to anybody.
Gosh.
That gets back to anybody I do jujitsu with. I'll never be welcome back.
Seriously. All right. He's definitely got some heavy breathing going on now.
Got about one cookie down.
One cookie?
I know.
Oh.
So I did about 6.5 minutes. Last year, I think I did it 12 minutes, and I was doing battle ropes and jump squats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to, we got some hand weights on here. I might reach back and start punching.
I know.
Might mix it up.
Punch the air, not me.
Oh, I can't reach you.
Yeah, if you've ever biked while doing weights, not heavy weights, mind you. I think they're like 2-3 pounds?
3 pounds.
But it's like a totally different challenge because you're activating your upper body in addition to your lower body, and your core is keeping you straight. So, I mean, it is super intense. It definitely is going to ramp up the calorie burn. He doesn't punch a hole in the ceiling. We'll be good.
Nope. I gotta watch. My arms are a little too long. I can't extend all the way.
I've definitely hit the wall on a couple.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Got the faces going and everything.
This is a lovely scenic route.
I bet. I haven't taken that
Where
many
is
of
Big
the
Sur,
scenic.
California?
It is. It's right along. It's obvious. It's the Pacific Coast Highway.
Yep, I'm on that right now.
And it's if you go from like San Francisco, you go down south. Big Sur is about 3 hours, I believe, from San Fran. If I remember my last trip out there, which was a while ago. But holy goodness, some of the most beautiful, like. You drive on the edge of a cliff.
Oh gosh.
Types of scenery.
Yeah, it's that's exactly where I am right now.
I made the mistake of looking over the edge when I went last time. Burn it, burn it, burn it.
Jeez.
Are your biceps burning?
Yeah.
Do you feel like that may have helped a little bit?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm going to eat another cookie. I'm just kidding. Because I feel like you're burning enough calories for both of us, I'm going to eat another cookie. No, I'll have a brownie instead. I made really good Bailey's brownies. You know, festive. Oh. Important.
So 9 minutes in and I'm halfway there.
And he has broken a sweat officially. I've actually got a timer going as well.
Oh yeah? Well, good for you.
So I'm also watching the clock, sir. Move, move, move.
Yeah, you're like a drill instructor.
Pick up those knees, pick up those knees.
Yeah, out of the saddle now, trying to get some resistance. Got the resistance up.
And get your output up.
Yeah, output's over 300. Well, it's floating, trying to get over 300.
Oh, I can't wait to get on the bike, but it's not going to happen today.
So what'd you do in yoga this week? You were talking about some serious like breath training.
Oh, yes. So we did a couple of intense things this last one. We did power flow yoga, which I haven't done in ages. And 100 calories left. So power flow is pretty intense. It's not for the faint of heart. And I spent some time in child's pose, I'm not going to lie. The next day we did, yin yoga. If anybody's interested, it is focused on really helping reshape the connective tissue in your body. So not focusing so much on the yang side, but which is muscles, but the connective tissue, which basically holds you together. And that was pretty amazing. It's like delicious, deep stretching, slow. Up, oh, he's got the weights out, folks. He's doing it again. He's making the scrunched up face. You know he's pushing. You can do it, honey. Don't give up.
11 minutes in, according to this timer.
I did the breathing thing this week also, and that was, who knew you had to work so hard to breathe? You don't think of breathing as hard, but this was a very intentional, not your normal pace breathing. It was like three-step breathing, and I think it was called healing breathing, and yet it's also meant to unlock a lot of blockages, whether they be physical or emotional. So there was a lot of emotional breakthroughs in class, maybe some tears. It was interesting. It was really, really interesting. I don't think I'm gonna be able to teach you that though. Sorry, honey.
That's all right. Yeah, I mean, obviously breath control is huge in exercise.
Holy cow, I've really never breathed like that.
There's a very interesting person named Wim Hof.
Yeah.
They call him the Iceman. He's done like really serious kind of endurance things. A clown.
Clown things.
I believe he climbed Mount Kilimanjaro in shorts.
Holy cow.
You know, he's able to control his his metabolic functions to help him withstand freezing temperatures. So, damn. Super interesting guy. But yeah, he does a lot. He has a breathing technique too, where I think he's helped people kind of expand their breath hold to, you know, past 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Get 185.
12 minutes and 48 seconds.
55 more calories.
You've got less than a cookie to go. You can see the finish line. What do you see on your screen?
I'm on the road. You know, a lot of mountains up to the right. Cliffs to the left.
Oh, so you're going north.
I was going south. Now I just switched. Yep, going north.
Turned around. He's heading back north. You were driving towards Monterey. Now you're heading back. You can go to Half Moon Bay.
Woo!
I love
Half
Moon.
Almost about to eclipse 200.
We should go to Half Moon Bay. It's pretty.
200 in about 13 and a half minutes.
Not too shabby. Keep it up. What can you do to ramp up this last home stretch?
Just sprint.
Really fast moving legs. Really fast. Just don't break the bike. It's really hauling some butt right now.
207. Cadence 130.
It's pretty fast. 130.
About 26 miles per hour. That's what I'm at. I think it's probably my average right now.
He's just over 14 minutes. That last cookie is just really hanging on there.
Under 30.
It's always the beast. The last little bit. Weights are back out.
Now that my heart rate's sustained. That's the problem. That's what I found out last year, is getting your heart ramped up.
Yeah.
To burn the calories faster.
He's got some beads of sweat.
20 calories left.
He's breaking out the weights. Everything's working. I mean, if you do this like around the 15, 16 minute mark, that's good. All of our pets have departed from the room because he's making some interesting noises. Can you guys hear that?
Last 10.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Sprint. Sprint, sprint, sprint. Sprint, sprint, sprint. Sprint your booty.
Sprint your booty off. Sprint your booty off. AKA tag along. So it doesn't end up
five
on
left.
Your booty. You're gonna make the 16, I think.
Keep it under 16?
Yep.
Yeah.
You're gonna be under 16. Oh.
Come
cheering.
On.
Here's the last bit of cheer. Come on, calories.
241.
Woo!
1548.
Nice job. I know. See, you should use those fitness towels I gave you earlier.
Yeah.
You got some free ones at an event. And here's your chance. Gonna use them.
Woo!
All right, good job. I mean, I'm exhausted.
So yeah, if you ever wonder.
You just take a couple breaths there.
It's like I got my heart rate up.
March in place.
No.
March in place.
I'm done. Your drill sergeant requirements are over.
Stop it, march in place. You can't let your heart drop that fast. Or at least, like, wiggle or...
Yeah, I'm good.
Shift or something.
So, 15, a little over 15 minutes?
1548. That's
last year
you got.
Was, I think last year was more calories, too.
Really?
I think it was, like, 270 last year. So, I think the Girl Scout cat tag-alongs, they must have a little something else extra in it, give a little more calories.
Those are the tag-alongs.
Yeah, I know, but we had actual Girl Scout cookies last
year.
Oh.
You're saying the Girl Scout ones are even more calories?
Yeah. I think. I'd have to go back and listen. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, that was fun. You know?
You look like you had a super amount of fun.
15 minutes, high intensity. Yeah, so that kind of gives you a range of how many calories you can burn in a...
Yeah.
High intensity. No, I mean...
That was high intensity, no breaks, really.
Yeah. And I didn't really warm up, too, so that's not advisable. This whole workout's not advisable, okay? I'm going to put that out there right now. You shouldn't eat and then immediately jump on a spin bike, okay? Especially cookies. Even though the sugar probably gave me a little energy, but
it's
not worth it. So, but that was cool. You know, we got another one in the books. Hopefully next year we'll do a little bit better about actually getting Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
I know they got some new flavors now.
They like accost me every time I go into the grocery store. So next time I'll just make sure we'll just have to stock up for future.
Apparently,
you know?
No. Yeah, that's the thing.
Big sacrifice.
I try to avoid them as best as possible. That's why we always walk by. We walk out the other door on purpose, so we don't have to walk past the Girl Scouts. I didn't even think about this until it was too late.
I know.
But this was good. This was pretty much comparable.
Yep.
Thanks to the knockoffs, the fudge covered knockoffs.
Yes, they were pretty tasty and definitely made you work.
Yep. Yeah, that was fun. Peloton, thank you for providing the exercise equipment for this fun challenge.
Yeah, they did not provide it.
Well, I mean, you
we bought it
yeah,
from
well,
them.
Yeah, you know, yeah, they're not our sponsors yet. You know, they're not giving us free swag yet, but thank you for...
should thank them for the nice scenery.
Yeah, that was
because
a great
staring at me in a lounge chair is probably not as...
Oh, how dare
it's
you
probably not that exciting. I've even got my smiley slippers on.
Yeah, we're lounging now. I'm done.
You're all done.
I'm ready to call it quits for
you
the
worked
day.
Up quite a sweat, though. Seriously.
Yeah, I know. I'm up 280 calories right now, so 40 calories just standing here.
So, something to think about, though, next time, you know, you're walking by, you know, your office, and maybe there's some cookies out, or somebody comes home with a little extra something, before you eat all three, just think about what you just heard, and how hard he had to work to get rid of the calories from those suckers.
For three cookies are probably about, you know, bigger than a half dollar, if anybody knows what a half dollar is anymore.
I know. We will have photos and links to last year's challenge. So if you want to go back and kind of listen to that milestone, you can listen to that episode. You can listen to the exercise episode that we mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. That kind of breaks down what exercise you can do to burn more calories.
Yeah, we even have a Peloton cycle review.
We got a Peloton cycle review. Yeah, we popped that up on there. Yeah. So we'll give you a bunch of different things you can listen to. And I think that's it for today.
That's it.
Awesome. Well, thank you all for listening, and hopefully the Shannon-hosted version wasn't too bad, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks.